Good morrow and welcome to another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am your host as always, truly newly Negro. In the high-pitched, low-stakes interpersonal friction common in many communities, the loudest and eldest of bleating goats often elevate and solidify their positions by preparing and employing a strategic interrogative blitzkrieg designed entirely to confuse, compel, and ultimately cast out perceived undesirables. This is not the case only here in Caucasia, but in many other predominantly white communities. The residents publicly and with no small amount of overlapping enthusiasms lay claim to inclusion, anti-racism, and a want of diversity, whilst simultaneously, consciously or no, framing the Negro and others who are not conspicuously white as persons who might be questioned at any time, the default assumption being that non-white intimates nefarious intention or, at a minimum, a need for interrogation. Indeed, in my personal experience here in the wilds of Caucasia, the wild Caucasian is likely to attempt to extract arbitrary information by demand, deeming such behavior as not only appropriate, but their natural right and a logically consistent thing. Something that lines up entirely with their overt dogma of stated equality in place of its practical reality. If any of this seems convoluted, self-contradictory, or even downright implausible, I would invite you to seek an audience with a Negro in the wild. Join us next week, when we shall again explore the intricacies of life and the delicate balance we must strike.
Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.